today, bitches.
Hello and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 4, episode 18, episode number 153. How's it going, guys?
Great.
Yeah, pretty good.
Awesome. Awesome. We are live tonight for the patrons at the Hangout level, and we are glad for those who are joining us right now. Hey, guys, what's up? It's good to see you. I know this was a very last-minute decision to do this live, so we thank you for showing up. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jandjack or go to jandjack.com and click on the Become a Patrons link on the top right-hand corner of the page. And we would love to have you. We'd love to see you here at a future month or, I don't know, you can listen to bonus shows, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, good times. Now that that's out of the way, we're here. We're recording. I'm recording through the YouTube audio again. Unfortunately, this week, it's not a GarageBand issue. I'm actually recording into my laptop because it's a studio conflict issue. So I'm sitting on the other side of the studio, and if anybody live in the chat can see me, this is the other side, because Jay is editing his Geek Dad Life video review of The Mandalorian on Disney Plus, which I also watched today and enjoyed very much. So, yay Star Wars. Anyway.
Nice. Yay Disney Plus.
Yay Disney Plus.
How was the viewing experience?
Good.
Just a plain old streaming platform.
Just a plain old streaming platform. I watched it about 2:30 in the afternoon, 3:30 in the afternoon when the, I guess maybe the traffic had died down because I didn't really have any issues logging in or getting it. I watched through my browser. Jay got up at 6 o'clock in the morning to watch it. I also planned on getting up at 6. It was actually my alarm that went off that woke up Jay, because last night I was like, we're going to get up at 6 and watch this. I'll do it too. And then at 6:05, I was like, I'm going to go back to sleep. I'll see you in a little while.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
So that's what happened. But anyway, it's a good show. I want to do a blog post on it as well, but I've got to find the time. Oh, Got Tequila is now in the chat. What up, yo? What up, nice. Son?
And Mandy and Ro also showed up a couple minutes ago.
Welcome. Yeah, they did.
Great to have you.
Yeah.
They're all coming in hot here.
They are. Actually, you know what? I did the shout outs before we started recording. So JP and Greg and Matt are also here. So it's a party up in this house.
Real and proper party.
Yeah, it is. And we're glad you guys could join us. And we hope everybody out there listening, including those in the chat now, will join us live next week on November 19th for our annual, this is our fourth annual Broadsgiving episode. Yeah. Looking forward to that. Every year we always pull out something fun for Broadsgiving. So that will be, it's a week earlier than usual this year, but it will be on Tuesday, November 19th at approximately 9:15 p.m. Eastern time. The links will be on Twitter. If you follow our YouTube page, you know, that'll go up, I think, like as a notification. And we're just the Broadcasters 3 on YouTube. It'll be in Facebook. It'll be places. So check that out. We hope you can join us for Broadsgiving. Yay!
Yeah.
Also, speaking of Broadsgiving, I got a notification. Mandy got a notification. We're supposed to call this episode, the pre-Broadsgiving episode, pre-gravy. And I realize, I know this is something that we talked about a year ago. I can't remember why. And usually I'm really good at remembering why. And mm-hmm. I can't. My guess, I mean, we talked about this last week. Our best guess was Amanda makes gravy before Thanksgiving.
I do. But that seems like that can't be it. I feel like that's kind of lame on my part. and not really worthy of an episode title. So I feel like there's got to be something else that happened a year ago.
There has to be a reason. I can't remember. So if anybody out there is listening and remembers and you see the episode title for this and it's called Pre-Gravy and you laugh to yourself, they remembered. We didn't.
Yeah, we didn't. Help us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let us know.
We're in the dark. We're on the outside of our own joke.
Oh, that is peak 2019 right there.
Yeah.
But anyway, how's it going, guys?
It's good.
Yeah. I'm tired. I had like a really busy day today. Actually, I had two really busy days. Like, I just had like a last minute project that came up for work. And sort of long story short, it turns out that like all the information of the thing I was working on inverted itself this morning. So I had to redo it all with different information. So I've wasted now 2 days on the same project.
Oh, that's awful.
And it came like from our like CEO of the company. So it wasn't like normally I just be like, no, we're not going to do that. That's silly. But when it's the boss of everybody, you kind of have to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm a little, tired.
Oh man.
I'm sorry.
So I'm glad I'm here with you guys.
Yeah. Shout out to Maddie, who is listening in the chat. That is Maddie is Mandy's daughter.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Welcome.
It's exciting.
Welcome.
It's exciting. I'm not gonna say
any bad words for right now.
I will try really hard to also do that.
I will make no promises. Words are words, it's fine.
That's true.
It's all about context. She can learn a lesson mm-hmm. about that.
Yeah. Sorry, Amanda, you were saying.
No, I was done.
Cool. I only have one thing that happened to me. First of all, we did finally do the Halloween candy donation.
Oh, and cool. So ooh.
I have one and a half stories. Both of them are Zach related and they're kind of interrelated. The first story is the funnier story, so I guess I will tell that first. Because it's also the more embarrassing one. So last week, Zachary has been tracked out from school, which is they, you know, go to school for 9 weeks and then they have 3 weeks where they're off. And he spent the first week at my parents' house in New York. He spent the second week with us in Raleigh, and he went to a backpacking camp, which he absolutely loved. Like he came home and like the cool. first thing he was like, "Mom, that was awesome." And I was like,
"Oh, so fun."
Yeah, they also, the first day they played in the mud and they told me that they went to quicksand kind of mud. And he is the first kid to ever get submerged all the way through his waist on purpose that they took three counselors to pull him out.
They went to quicksand on purpose?
It wasn't quicksand. It was something. I don't exactly know. Maybe it was a mud pit, but it was.
It was a controlled situation.
Yeah, it was a controlled situation.
I don't know what we were all watching in the 80s, but quicksand was a huge fear of mine as a small child.
So that scene from the Neverending Story still
is that what it's from? Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's probably what
from
it's
the Neverending Story, and I still can't watch the movie because of that scene. It scares me that much.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh my god, it's so scary.
Although probably not as an adult, but yes.
I don't know. I'm not convinced that's true. It might be.
Movie club. Yeah. So he went to a controlled.
I don't know. It was a mud pit. But based on his clothing that came home, he absolutely got submerged in mud.
Yeah.
Up to at least the waist. I mean, it was a hot mess. They said send them with extra clothes every day. And I sent him with one pair of extra clothes the first day and it was not enough. So, I mean, we went to Target and had to shop the clearance rack that night because I was like, oh my God, I don't have enough clothes that you can get dirty in. because I needed, like, anyway, whatever. Yeah. He had a blast, though. He that had
sounds
a,
really
he
fun. Had a,
so yeah, like they caught a snake one day. Mm-hmm. They did, like, they just did all these really cool things and that little, like, little kids love to do. Yeah. And, you know, maybe grown-ups that are also little kids at heart. But
yeah.
Anyway, so that was the middle week. And then the last week he was at Jay's parents' house. And I think it was last Tuesday or Wednesday, my mother-in-law texts us at like 7 a.m. and she was like, so Zachary just threw up all over everything. And so I was like, okay, well, you know, so I went over there that morning before work and he was in good spirits. He said, so Alex had been sick the morning that I went to the marathon. He threw up all over Jay that day. And then he felt better after that. So they must have both just had the same like stomach bug where something got to them. And then, you know, they had to get it out of their system. So the rest of the week was him like with a low appetite and Jack was home with him. So Jack took his temperature like 18 times a day to make sure he wasn't like, you know, sick. And he was just used to like that pampering, right? You know, that grandparents pampering stuff. So because Alex had been sick, we had, you know, left the thermometer out to take his temperature. And I was the last one to take it. So I put it on the floor of his room and I was lazy and I didn't move it. So this past weekend, I think it was Saturday morning, Zach, I'm clean. I think I was actually putting the clothes away in Zach's room. Like I had done his laundry when he came home on Friday night and I was like folding it, putting it away. And he comes into his bedroom and he's like, mommy, my temperature is 97.7. And he shows me the thermometer. And I was like, Zach, where did you get that thermometer? And he was like, it was in Alex's room. And I was like, so that thermometer was most recently up Alex's butt. And he was like, oh, and I know I was the last person to check Alex's temperature. And I know I didn't clean it. I know that. So I was like, why don't you go brush your teeth? He's like, I'm going to go brush under my tongue. And I was like, I think that's a great idea. That's a
good idea. Good job. Good job.
So we all learned a lesson that day. The thermometer goes back in the drawer when you're done.
Oh dear.
But I told my sister and I was like, so just so you know, whenever Wyatt is sick, you need to not let Evangeline see that thermometer because she's like, noted.
Just like, I think a general rule of thumb is that you don't go ass to mouth.
Yeah. You never go ass to mouth. JP in the chat, that's a funny story with a shitty ending. Thank God, like, the temperature was taken, like, it was taken not post-poop. If it wasn't post poop, I would have cleaned it, but it was, you know, not post poop. So anyway, so my sweet, sweet Zachary came to work with me on Monday for Veterans Day because he had no school. And we had to do something. Amanda, you were here last year on Veterans Day and I did that golf thing and then I went to
That was Veterans Day, wasn't it?
Yeah. So we did the same thing this year at the golf thing and Zachary came with me and then, you know, we went back to my office and we probably got to my office about maybe 10:30 and we were getting off the exit and there's somebody at the corner that wants, you know, has like the homeless sign. Zachary always wants to give them money. And I never have cash with me, but today, Monday he asked like, can we give this person money? And I said, well, I don't have any cash. The only cash I have is $5 and it's yours. And, you know, you can put it back in your piggy bank or you can give it to the person on the street. Like it's up to you, but it's your $5. And he opted to give it to the person on the street.
Wow.
So we pulled over and we did that. And as a result, after that, he felt good. And then we had the discussion a week later again, because the first time I was like, let's give the soldiers our candy. You know, he cried. He was like, I want my candy. And then after that, you know, we were able to talk about it a little bit more. And then at his school there, he went back and there was a display of like veterans that are in people's family that they asked people to send pictures of veterans that you have. So, you know, he saw that and he put kind of like, you know, it was more like a real life concept versus like, you know, just telling kids, like, give it to the troops. Cause they're like, who the fuck are these people? I'm 5 years old. I don't know. But then when he saw like, and then, so that was yesterday, Monday. And then today, Tuesday, we had the talk again. And I was like, do you want to just go through and give them anything that you don't want? And he felt a lot better about it. We kind of like walked through it in steps. He did really good. Everything that he realistically wasn't going to want, he gave. And then things that he liked, like Snickers and peanut M&Ms and lollipops and Kit Kats, we split them in half. So half of them went to the soldiers and half of them he kept. So, yeah.
That's good.
Nice. Yeah. There was one point where he had a Tootsie Roll and I was like, you know, mommy really loves Tootsie Rolls. And he was like, really? I was like, oh,
like, mom is not a vet. It's like, oh,
yeah. He's like, what war have you been in? I'm like, the war of your butt. I was in the potty training war.
Yes, there were lots of casualties. Yeah, you know, war. The great war. How many war, casualties there were? Oh, such good values to teach.
I know.
Zach is such a good sharer. Yeah. He's going to grow up to vote correctly.
I hope so.
Just be a good human.
JP was JP. Speaking of donating candy, JP was like, "I think Zach has completely lost his taste for anything chocolate for a while." Well, you know that made it easier too. But it was also like a parental lesson, like a lesson in learning, like. Put the thermometer away.
Not just for toys. Put things away.
Don't put off until tomorrow the poop that you can clean today.
Yeah. The instruments you can sterilize now.
Wow, this whole brings a whole new meaning to that pre-gravy name, right?
Well, and I was going to say, I feel like this is very, like, throwback to season one. Lots of poop talk.
Lots of poop talk.
Yeah.
Anyway, what have you guys been up to? Do you have anything before we move on? Because I've been talking a lot, and I'm really sorry about that.
I do, actually. I had a really great weekend. I went to Hump.
Yes! Oh, my God! You have to tell us all about it!
Yeah.
What was the prop this year?
It was really fun. So the things to look for were confetti, Jello shots, and or TSA agents. And there were a couple where there were all a couple of shorts where there were all three. It was pretty funny sometimes.
Okay.
But yeah, so we went on Saturday night, and it was fun. I missed last year, and I was super bummed about it. So I was glad that we got to go this year, and we went, there's usually like three different shows, like one at 5, one at like 7:30, one at 10:30. We went to the 7:30 one the first time, and then we went to the 10:31 ones. I think the 10:30 one is too late. Like people are like starting to get a little bit rowdy. They've had a few drinks. The 7:30 one is like, so you eat before it, but you like don't quite have time to eat dinner. So you're like rushing. So this year we went to the 5 o'clock one. And I think that's really the way to go because we got to go to the show and then go and like have drinks and dinner and talk about it.
Yeah.
And not feel rushed or anything. So it was fun. I'm really glad that we went. We got to vote. Usually in the past, I don't know if it's been a function of like when exactly we've gone or, you know what? I think actually it's just that before like it would always open in Seattle and maybe just the Seattle people got to vote, something like that. But we got to vote. I think this was the opening weekend actually. Or one of the opening weekends. So that was really fun to participate in.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like contribute to who gets the prizes. And there were some good ones and there were some really funny ones. But I think like my overall critique was would be that it could have been more diverse. And I feel like this has maybe been done better in years past. But it was pretty white and it was pretty like slim. There was like one out of 21 shorts, there was one with like a fat couple, and there was like, there were two shorts with a black person. And other than that, it was like pretty white. There was a lot of like queer representation. There was some trans representation. But yeah, overall just like pretty white and similar bodies. But it was good and it was fun to vote. And it was funny because now that I've been to a few, like there were definitely some movies that were like referencing movies past. So that was fun to like be in on the joke. I don't know if you guys remember the butter one.
I do.
Oh yeah, I forgot about it.
It leaves a mark. Yeah,
it leaves an image in the brain.
In the brain.
There was another like sort of brunch one that kind of took this a step further with pancake mix. Wait, you gotta give a
quick summary for any new listeners. The butter one.
So the butter one was this couple that had just like finished having sex, and they were one of the people was going to the kitchen to make breakfast for his partner, and they were out of a couple of things, and so he had to go to the store. But before he went to the store, he put a stick of butter, same place where Alex's, you know, thermostat was.
Oh God.
And so went to the grocery store, got the groceries, came back, and then made toast and then put butter on it. So that was the butter one. The pancake one was two couples. One couple calls the other and is like, oh, like brunch. And so the one couple gets some pancake mix ready and puts it in a person to be contained inside of them in a very similar way as the butter.
Okay.
Yeah, like shoots it up his anus. And then
how do you then retrieve pancake mix? Is
you release?
But it's powder.
No, it was all like mixed at that point.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So they, you know, put that in and then rode their bikes on like a brick road over to the other person's house, got out a frying pan, and then made pancakes. So yeah, but that one, and again, it was very clearly like, oh yeah, I see what you're doing here. And there was actually Mandy saying, did I call it a thermostat? Yes, you know what I'm talking about, that thing that takes temperature. What is that called?
You know, the little thing that you stick in the chicken's butt or the turkey's ass when you're making
it's all the same.
Yeah,
what is it?
The turkey baster.
Anyway,
thermometer was the word you were thinking.
Thermometer, thank you. Yes, it started with the same, like, you know, four letters.
Yeah.
Five letters, whatever. So there was one that was called Best in Show. And this one I actually voted for Best Humor because it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It's this couple and they're talking about how, like, oh, we should, like, make a video to submit to Hump. And they're like, oh, but what should we do? Like, there's so many good ones. Like, and they're like, oh, we should just, you know, sort of hit all the tropes that have won in the past. And then we'll be sure to have, like, a great video. So they went through and, like, kind of, like, sort of imitated a lot of the ones that had won Best in Show. And, again, if you've been for a couple of years, like, you'd see, like, so there was this, like, nature one that was – it was really beautiful. Like, I remember the actual film, and it was, like, out in nature and just, like, this beautiful short. And so this couple, like, goes out in nature, but it's, like, winter, and they have, like, their big, like, winter coats, and they, like, are sort of, like, super awkwardly – like getting ready to film and like, but they're still, you know, dressed from waist up in their coats. So it's like really, it was really funny. And then they just went through all of the different videos like that. And it was pretty hilarious. So yeah, it was fun. And it was cool to like be back and especially to see that like, oh yeah, it's like super self-referential in certain parts, but yeah, maybe next year. I don't know how many movies are submitted. I think there are a lot. So there's a lot for them to choose from. I would hope that in future years they would maybe take that more into consideration about the whole like actually highlighting diversity, because they're really good about certain aspects of diversity, but
yeah,
it was a little bit lacking in some. So
yeah, I thought in the past you said that they've had more of it, but
I feel like, and I can't, so now, like, of course, like off the top of my head, I can't remember exactly like sort of what the, like,
maybe
you know, were, racial breakdown was or what, but
maybe you were talking about sexual diversity.
Definitely, right, in terms of sexuality, like there were, you know, multiple like sort of like kinky ones. There was a lot of bondage this year. There were like a lot of like several films with like different varieties of queer, and definitely like a couple of movies with trans people. Actually, one that I really liked was, it like wasn't even pornographic. It was this couple of like the sort of like female presenting man dressed in lingerie sitting next to like a cisgendered guy, and the queer, well, I guess they're both queer, but the female presenting one, like, he like talked about how he wasn't actually, he doesn't identify as like a drag queen, he doesn't identify as queer. So it was really interesting, which is why I feel confident like calling him he, because clearly from the movie that's how he identifies. But it was just, it was really interesting because he was one of the two movies with a black person. And he was just sort of like went on this monologue about how like gay white people need to be aware of their racism, and like this whole thing just like broke down a bunch of stuff. It was very like informative, and like, yeah, those are all good points. And just sort of like talking about himself and his identity. And they were just like laying down in a bed talking in lingerie. But it wasn't like there was no sex. But I thought it was super fascinating from the conversation. Yeah. So there were definitely like a lot of different like sexualities and genders shown. But again, like, yeah, there could have been, it could have just been like less white. It was, and it could have been less sort of like able-bodied and like skinny, you know?
Yeah. Well, do they like any sort of thing where you can write comments of like things you'd want to see next year?
Not that I saw, but maybe on the website. I don't know. Because it would be interesting to make that. I mean, I guess I would say like you could write to Dan Savage, but he gets like probably like, you know, millions of emails.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure there's plenty of other programmers that work on that festival that screen totally, the submissions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, but who are they? I don't know.
Yeah, if it's so self-referential as you say, like,
I would
hope that the programmers would be interested in viewer feedback and responses, particularly with stuff like that.
Yeah,
right. And especially if it is so self-referential, you would hope that next year the people watching would also feel the same as Shandy did, and there would be more diversity included just because more people are inspired to submit, or they realize, like, you
that's
know, they watch
like, it. Yeah, like that's a powerful tool. It's like, if you don't see yourself on screen,
yeah,
go ahead and make that film.
And that's what I wonder is like what was submitted, because I feel like in years past it wasn't as like one-sided. And it's interesting because like Dan Savage, like there, like, yes, there's like a whole team behind it, but he definitely curates it and has like a big hand in it. And so, I mean, he selected a movie, like a short that talks about how gay white men need to check their privilege and their racism. So like, it's like, you know,
yeah,
like obviously you're choosing that, like,
right. Right.
It's like, we're almost aware enough, maybe just look a little, turn in a little deeper.
Yeah. And I get it that maybe not everyone is making these, but I feel like that, like, it's well known enough that I don't know. Yeah. And I like, I do remember, I can't remember which year it was, but I remember one, at least one film that had people who were at least like 60 plus, maybe like 70 years old. Like all of them and having sex, and it was like multiple people. And I thought that was super interesting. So it's not that it hasn't been done, but like not everyone needs to be.
Right. Like, and you would hope
30 year olds, like skinny person.
Right. And skinny and white you would, person. So is this is you, anybody can submit or you, everyone
can. No, anyone can submit.
And then you have to pass the screening process.
Yeah. I mean, they select, like, so there were 21 shorts this year selected. So I don't know how many are submitted, but yeah.
Okay. Like that was
hundreds.
My question.
I'm sure they got hundreds. I would imagine
it's the 15th year.
Yeah. It's like any other film festival. You get.
Which is why I'm thinking, like, there's got to be some good, you know, quality, interesting. But even I would say the other thing that we noticed, Bronco and I, about this year's, it seemed like there were more that were like more professional and fewer that were truly amateur. Like there were several films that like listed a website at the end of it. Mm. So, or, you know, even like the credits, because like the idea is that you can be anonymous. And so if you want to put your name out there, great, but like, you don't have to. And a lot of them, if they're like really amateur, it's like, that's not the point. So you're not going to like put your website up there. Probably.
Right. Mandy says, if you want to be more diverse, if you want more diverse ages, races, and body type, keep watching the season of Survivor and then come back to being on Survivor JJC, which I agree with.
I'm current on Survivor this season, and I'm also current on Survivor JJC. Boom.
Woo! Yeah. And I just realized that Mandy's daughter is listening to us talk.
No. She went to bed. She went to bed for the third time is what Mandy said earlier. The
third time.
Yeah, no, we're good. Okay. She was sent to bed for the third time. We are good to go.
Okay, I must have missed that then.
Oh, good. I'm glad you saw it because I didn't see that either.
Yeah, no, I saw that. And JP says, I hope Amanda's neighbors are listening. And that reminds me. So
was that a theme of one of the videos? So I can't submit one next year.
No, it was not. Oh my God, you totally could. But could no, it was not.
Oh my God, you could just like videotape them and submit it and be like, this is hard. I get their permission, of course. But yeah, I feel like if your neighbor asks you, can you tone down your sex noises? And then you continue to make your sex noises at full volume, you probably are proud of them and might sign a waiver.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth a try.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, so we actually got new neighbors this weekend, and that the apartment right next to us has been free since like sometime in October. And so I have been expecting somebody to move in on like November 1st, like this whole time. Mm-hmm. And like nobody was moving in. And we were planning on celebrating Frank's birthday on Sunday, which we did. And so it was like, I would really like to know if we have neighbors, cause like we're having a party like this weekend. but so I ended up seeing them on Friday and they did plan to move in this very weekend. But it's like, they're this like couple, like a little bit younger than us and, super, super nice. And like, you know, we invited them to the party, obviously, and they were like, oh yeah, cool. So it was all good. But so they moved in on Saturday and we saw them as they were like moving in and we were like sort of leaving town. We like chatted with them a little bit. The woman, her parents had come down to help them move and everything. So like we mentioned that we were going to the city for the day, but like obviously didn't tell them why, because like it's parents and new neighbors that we don't know and whatever. So
nice to meet you out in the neighborhood. We're going to a porn film festival. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No. It would have been better if she was like, nice to meet you. We're going to hump. See you later. Like, wait, what?
So we meet them. They're all super nice. The parents are just like the sweetest people ever, whatever. We leave. We're going to the city just for the night. We didn't, you know, give any more details.
Yeah.
We come back on Sunday and like, so we're having the party and then, so the neighbors come to the party. And so Vronk's talking with them and they're like, oh, that's cool. You guys are in San Francisco. Like they're asking more questions like, oh, why did you go? And Vronk's like, oh, for this like film festival. And they're like, oh, like what festival? And Frank's like, well, it's called Hump. And they're like, oh my God, we've been trying to go to that for years.
Like, oh, God, yay, new neighborhood.
Best neighbors ever. This is meant to be. Like, I can immediately feel like just so much better about this whole thing. Because, like, you know, we live in an apartment. You just never know who your direct neighbors that you share a wall with, as Amanda knows. Mm-hmm. And how that might impact your life. And mm-hmm. so I feel very, very lucky, but I was just like, when that came out, we were like, what?
Oh my God.
Like, we've gone multiple times. This is great. I wasn't expecting you to know what that was. And there's going to be a really awkward conversation, but yeah.
I'm so jealous.
Oh my God. That's so awesome though.
I mean, they just moved in, so I don't know what else I may or may not hear through the walls, but
well,
they're cool. So.
I feel like usually, do you often hear through the walls?
Not really. And yeah. We don't, like, it's, they're like the side walls, like it's not above or below. I feel like that kind of helps.
Yeah. Above seems to be the worst offender for noise bleed, I find.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I think we should be good, knock on wood. But, I mean, I've wondered that myself. Like, what do my neighbors hear?
You know. Well, thankfully, none of them have a podcast that's at least popular enough for you to.
Yeah.
So that was my weekend. It was great. And then we had Frank's birthday party on Sunday because I didn't work on Monday. And it was so cool because, like, those neighbors were there. And I usually, like, sometimes, so like, I like entertaining, but also sometimes it stresses me out. And usually what stresses me out is, like, the noise factor because, again, we live in an apartment. But we started, like, a little bit early. And literally, like, all of the neighbors were invited. And most of them were actually there. We were looking around at one point, and I was like, basically everyone in this room lives in like a one block radius from us.
That's so cool.
I know. And it's not, I mean, I do have friends that live outside of my neighborhood, but it's just like, we've managed like over 7 years time to like really get to know our neighbors and like, they're all cool and befriend them and then invite them all over for the party. So then like, you're good.
Yeah. That's also very responsible of you to invite people that are within walking distance.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
I think that's so great. I'm very jealous. I don't have any like real friends I'd invite over my house that live in my neighborhood. So I think that is, that is the goal.
That's I mean, it's honest. Like, again, it's really like over a period of 7 years and it was like little by little. And I feel like the pieces really came together this. So it's been like, we've been sort of like constructing this for a long time, and it's the long game.
So JP says, I wonder if the couple upstairs from Amanda while having sex thinks that downstairs neighbor who talks to herself every Tuesday night.
I don't think the sound travels up. I also know for a fact I can't possibly be as loud.
It would be really sad about their sex life, though, if they're thinking about that downstairs neighbor while they're doing it. But it also, on the other hand, would be pretty awesome if Amanda was inadvertently, like, turning them on by giving the play-by-play of them having sex while they're having sex our podcast.
I'd have to rethink.
That's a film to submit. Right.
There's the idea. God.
Okay, somebody write this down and then give us context for when we need the reminder about it. Free gravy.
Free gravy. That's what it was.
Anyway, so I was thinking about things that we could talk about this episode, and I of course I don't have it right here, which is unfortunate because I was going to use it to talk about on the show, but back in June, Kayla had sent us package of goodies, and in it included Mad Libs, Star Wars Mad Libs, which you guys wouldn't get, but Mandalorian, it was awesome. I was like, oh my God, this would be so funny. So I was going to do one of those. And of course, again, I have no idea where I put the thing, which I thought was over here, but cool. I also found some, I had this idea to search for impeachment Mad Libs, which turns out Steve Scalise already created impeachment Mad Libs for the right back in September and kind of ruined that because that was like the first three pages of search results on Google. So I was like, all right, well, let me just do Donald Trump Mad Libs. And I found a couple of things. None of them are brand spanking new, but they still work, like, if you're doing it. So does anybody want to play a Donald Trump tweet Mad Lib game?
Sure.
Okay.
What would you say if I was like, no, I don't want to do that?
Well, I've
got... Hard pass. No, thanks.
We can, because I actually have several tabs of several different Mad Libs open. I just decided, okay, let's go with the Trump one.
Let's do it.
Would you like to do other Mad Libs? Because we can do Star Wars, and we can do anything else.
No.
Anything else sounds very, very,
very big.
We could do hump Mad Libs. I'm sure there's a hump Mad Lib somewhere. I'm
not sure what you would actually find if you looked up hump Mad Libs.
Amanda's probably neighbor. Something
that would destroy your computer.
Yeah.
Amanda's neighbors have blank verb in the attic.
Very bad manners.
In the attic?
In the attic.
It was
like,
a play.
I feel like it's like a fortune cookie. It's like in bed.
That works too.
It's all very right. Bad in the attic.
Because we are on the actual laptop and I can't type things in, I'm gonna go old school and handwrite your answers down. Chat. Does anybody in the chat want to appear on the show and play along?
Ooh.
Mm.
I'll give you guys a minute. If anybody wants to, first person to say me, I will send the link to invite you.
Fun, fun.
I nominate JP.
Yep. There you go.
Okay, JP, I'm going to send you the invite link and you will be kicked off as soon as this is done.
Laying the ground rules.
Laying the ground rules. All right. JP is on as Amanda's neighbor.
Very funny. Really? Right. We got a thing for my neighbors, huh?
Maybe I am your neighbor.
I sure hope not, because I've met my neighbor.
Oh, you met them? You met
I've
him?
Met I've met the guy whose neighbor whose apartment it is. I haven't met his partner, who I assume is a woman based off of the timbre of the sounds, but
Okay, way to bury the lead here. Like, we've gotten through like 50 minutes of this fucking show and now you're like, hey, I finally met him.
Oh no, I had met him before, and it's always very
said on this show that you didn't know who he was.
Oh, maybe that was a lie. I think I did.
I just get random text messages from you telling me to be quiet. I don't know what the problem is.
Daniel's the one that reaches out. I don't have actual contact with them.
No, but Daniel, yeah. Daniel, I get thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up.
Well.
Okay. So we have two options for these Trump Mad Libs. Okay. First one is from January, the Mad Libs version of Trump's immigration speech. And the second one is from 2017, and it's Trump tweet Mad Libs. And I will say that despite the fact that both of them are a little bit older, I glanced at them before we started recording, and I think both of them would be satisfactory. All right. So do we want immigration or do we want just regular old tweets?
Regular old tweets.
Tweets.
Okay. And this is by Alex May from McSweeney's.net. And I really hope that this isn't some crazy conservative site because that would really suck. The first one would be your favorite cult leader.
Ooh. Favorite cult leader?
Come on. Let's go, guys.
I don't know. Oh, my God. Drink the Kool-Aid guy, David Koresh. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
David who?
Koresh.
Okay.
I mean, he's not really my favorite.
That's not the drink the Kool-Aid from,
like,
guy.
Evan Gate. Like,
I don't know. The only name I could think of.
It's David. Isn't that David Jones? I'm looking this up.
No, that was from the Monkees.
It's Davy Jones.
Jim Jones. It's Jim Jones.
Jim Jones.
Okay. Jim Jones. Okay.
He was a close second.
So wait. Okay. Gott also said Koresh. Who is Koresh? And then Manson.
Oh, Jim Manson. Jones,
yeah. But we're going with Jim Jones because we said that. It is written. But.
said God.
pre-gravy. Pre-gravy. Okay. You're a name of a Russian high school newsletter.
What?
Just name anything.
Any Russian high school newsletter. Anyone. Yeah. Anyone.
It's like Cards Against Humanity. It's the original Cards Against Humanity. Don't forget.
It's true.
Except without people giving you cards to choose to put in there. You have to use your brain power. It's the critical thinking version of Cards Against Humanity. So make up.
The Nutcracker News.
Are Nutcrackers Russian?
Yeah. The
Russian
Valley. Nutcracker.
Yeah. Oh, the Nutcracker News?
Yeah. Tis the season.
Great.
Tis the season.
See, JP, this is why we bring you on. Okay. An appliance that you bought but should return.
Alex's thermometer.
AKA thermostat.
Thermostat. Portable thermostat.
Okay.
Ouch.
Next step. The name of a Trader Joe's employee.
Tag.
Joe.
No, I like Tag. A name of that cute lifeguard that you used to like.
Oh. Cody.
Wendy Peppercorn.
I feel like it had to be Wendy Peppercorn. That's way better.
Okay, we'll go with Wendy Peppercorn. A tropical fruit?
Mango.
Okay. Yeah. A clown accessory? I don't know where we're going either. A clown accessory.
Big funny shoes.
And a brand of lubrication.
So many to choose from.
Just go with your personal fave.
Yeah, your personal favorite. Oh, wait, hold on. I don't have the stream up. Are you pulling out lube right now? Are you pulling out lube right now?
No.
No. He just spit in his...
Yeah.
Oh, his spit. Oh, let's go with spit, because that's pretty funny.
The original
lube. Going old school, exactly.
The organic kind.
The organic kind. Yeah, the kind that you... Literally the definition of reuse, reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Close the loop.
Next up, an actor that is gluten-free. Let's just go with Gwyneth because I don't fucking know anybody else. Okay. A complicated sex position. And I see Gott is screaming things out in the chat. And
I know. It's like he wants to be here. But it's he like nominated JP.
Here.
Yep.
I guess maybe we'll just bring him in. Sure. That's also what she said, and that's weird. I just sent you the link, big guy.
I want God to do the next one, by the way.
Wait, do you know what the next one is?
You just said it. Complicated sex position.
The current.
All right. We will skip complicated sex position and come back. A type of invertebrate.
Crabs?
That's promising.
We have to think.
That's good. I like that.
Snake? All right. What's next? My Little Pony character. God, we need you here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Actually.
Tinkly Winkly? I don't know.
I think that's a Teletubby.
Mandy, you have little girls.
Yes.
Give us a My Little Pony character. We'll skip that one.
Man, I used to have so many My Little Ponies.
Oh my God, they were...
I used to watch My Little Ponies and I can think of zero names.
Same. They were my absolute favorite, and I couldn't tell you a single name.
Yeah.
Next up, we have name of a summer camp.
Summer camp. Oh,
Mandy says Pinkie Pie. So that's what we're going with for
pie.
Yeah. Summer camp. Amanda, what's the one that you talked about with the demon clown that fell on you almost?
Silver Lake.
Okay, we're going with that.
The camp from Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh. I was trying to think that too, and I couldn't. I was trying to think about it too. If anybody wants to Google that, we can change it.
Hold on.
Camp Firewood?
Camp Firewood. That sounds right.
Okay, Camp Firewood. We're almost done here. Oh, we've got a David Gutt.
No, you're kidding.
Hey! So we are waiting for you to give us the name of a sex position.
Complicated
sex position. And then everyone can think of the next one, which is
your age.
A Chuck Norris move and complicated sex position. Everybody go.
Well, they're kind of one and the same.
one for both.
Roundhouse kick to the nuts.
So dramatic.
And now, Gott, we need you to do a Chuck Norris move.
That's not going to happen.
I'm just going to write roundhouse dot, dot, dot. Okay, we're almost done here. Type of lingerie.
Gott?
Guys, it's really easy. The first thing
my head was diaper, and that doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Let's go with it.
Edible.
Okay. There is so much to unpack there, but we're not going to. All right. The lowest rated Trump hotel.
All.
Okay. Why don't we just say Trump Ireland, whatever the fuck that one's called, if anybody wants to look that one up. Suburb of Denver.
Aurora.
Just outside of Denver.
Yeah.
We'll go with Aurora.
Somewhere
sure.
Colorado.
Colorado Springs isn't really a suburb.
We could do Colorado Springs, sure.
I feel like that's its whole own city.
Okay, well, we'll go with Aurora. I don't care. Okay. what's your favorite disease?
Favorite disease?
Chicken pox.
Tourette's.
Tourette's. Tourette's it is.
Okay. And then your IKEA furniture type? Jay. Give us an IKEA furniture type.
Pinkie Pie.
What?
Détente.
What's a date? What? Okay, détente.
Détente is what those are back there.
Okay. And then finally, we have a phallic vegetable.
Cucumber.
Way to ruin cucumbers for me.
Oh, I've got some stories about cucumbers. Oh, and then one more, a Yankee Candle scent. I missed this one. Sorry.
Home sweet home.
Are you sure you want to go with that one? Because that one, looking at this, I'm going to cheat a little bit.
It's not going to be funny. It's going to be real sad.
It's going to be real sad.
Pumpkin pie.
Well, actually, okay. That one kind of works with the theme.
Okay.
Okay. And here we go. You guys ready? Thank you to Jim Jones. Jim Jones and the Nutcracker News. For naming me Alex's thermometer of the year. A great honor. These are all Trump tweets. So that was the first tweet. Second tweet. Tag has never tried to use leverage over me. I have nothing to do with Wendy Peppercorn. No mango, no big funny shoes, no spit. Congratulations, Gwyneth Paltrow, on being sworn in as our new Secretary of Roundhouse Kick to the Nuts. She will be a crab. A working dinner tonight with Prime Minister Pinkie Pie of Japan and his representatives at the White House Camp Firewood. Very good. Oh, shit, we missed one.
Oh.
A type of cheese. We're just going to go with, we missed the type of cheese. Very good raclette, because that's what we would have gone with.
Ooh, okay. Raclette.
Nobody should be allowed to roundhouse kick to the nuts the American flag. If they do, the consequences must be perhaps loss of diaper or or a year in the Trump Ireland hotel. Aurora will explode, and we will get all of the Tourette's and piece together a great, what did you say the IKEA furniture was?
Détente.
For the people. Do not worry. We must keep cucumbers out of our country. Make pumpkin pie great again.
Lovely.
Okay, guys, that was it.
That was practice. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us. We should, honestly, we should put together a panel of male viewers to read the That's What She Says one of these days.
Oh, I like it.
Actually, if we can, we should, hey, Matt, you want to join? I'll send you guys this week's That's What She Said, and we'll go to a break. We'll send you guys a thing, and then we can have a That's What She Said read by the gentleman.
I like it.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Challenge accepted is what I'm hearing.
So we're going to do that. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will come back. All right, we're back from our commercial break. We are going to have Amanda's neighbor, JP, and hopefully Matt, if his internet is permitting, read the That's What She Says. But in the meantime, let's hit up a little bit of the facey back. Greg says, Booksmart was pretty good. I enjoyed it a lot. And that's the Olivia Wilde movie that we talked about last week. Fallon said Nightmare Before Christmas and Beetlejuice are both Tim Burton. So I guess I could have put Nightmare Before Christmas instead of Hocus Pocus. Yes. And maybe that would have changed my Halloween candy. We had some Matt Splaining, and he said, I just did a quick search, and while it is available for rent and purchase via the usual suspects, Booksmart is coming to Hulu on November 18th. This is a strong recommendation for the broads. Also, Hocus Pocus will be on Disney Plus when it launches. And funny that Matt should say that, because I actually saw on Twitter somebody today saying that they were watching Hocus Pocus on Disney Plus.
Nice.
So, yeah, maybe that was Matt. I don't know. Jessica said, what is your favorite Disney movie and your favorite Disney heroine/princess?
Favorite Disney movie? I would say there's not just one. Okay. Little Mermaid, which we demonstrated last week. Aladdin, even though it's problematic, and definitely The Lion King.
Okay. Solid.
Also, I grew up on Cinderella, and I know that's super not feminist, but that's how I learned to use a VHS.
Ooh.
Was just like watching Cinderella over and over and over.
She learned rewind and fast forward real quick. Do you guys remember the live action Cinderella with Shelley Duvall?
Oh, of course.
I remember the one with Brandy and Vanessa Williams.
I remember that too, but we were older at that point. I mean, the ones from like the fairy tale theater ones, like the fairy tale theater stuff.
Oh, vaguely.
They all had like the big like collars with like the, you know, big cotton. I don't know. And JP remembers it, so cool.
I will say, did you guys ever watch Ever After?
Yes.
Yes.
That was like
so good.
That's okay. The boys need to watch Ever After, but so it's like perfect.
Yeah,
I was
scrolling through them over the weekend, so it's funny that you say Ever After because it popped up and I was like, oh, I need to watch it.
That was like my favorite because it's like you grow up on Cinderella, and then that came out when we were in like middle school. So that was like then you graduate to a Cinderella story where she actually has like some agency, and it's actually set in France because, you know, Cinderella is French, but whatever. But like it's like really the French stuff is like way played up. It's just like it checks a lot of boxes for me.
Is that what Amy Adams?
No, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore. Yeah.
Drew Barrymore.
Yes, I've seen this movie. Yeah, okay. Yep.
Saves her own damn self. Oh,
we've lost one and the chat.
And now it's gone.
We're down another one.
Amanda's neighbor is back for second round.
that's pretty.
JP, I gotta tell you, that was a quick recovery.
Yep.
I mean, for a guy your age.
All I needed to do. I just needed to click on it twice and I was ready to go.
That's what she said.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Oh, Disney movies.
Ever After, Disney movies, Ever Princesses.
Yeah.
I love Aladdin, and I also love The Emperor's New Groove because it's just so freaking funny.
Yeah, I do think of whenever I think of The Emperor's New Groove, I think of you.
Thanks.
That's like,
it's good.
Yeah, that is here. Yeah. Newsies is probably my favorite Disney movie.
Newsies.
Which is also probably not terribly feminist because there's like zero women in it. And it's not a cartoon, but she didn't specify cartoon, did she?
I've never mentioned, I've never seen Newsies either.
Oh my God.
I know. I'd love it.
A young Christian Bale. It's about the Newsies strike of like 1899.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Disney has some weird stuff like Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Is a Disney movie?
What? Okay. I actually once unscrewed my grandma's bedknob on her bed.
It was like magical.
Take me places. Because she had like the brass bed and the brass bedknob. Nice. I wanted it to take me places.
Yeah.
Which also sounds weird to say as an adult.
Mm.
Yes. I'm totally there for you. I will say though also. Places. Yes. Can't believe I forgot to mention it. Also problematic. But Beauty and the Beast. Again, the French thing is great. And that dress dress, I love it. I love all the music and I love the library and the yellow dress.
Yeah.
I asked my mother if I could wear that yellow dress for prom. That was going to be my prom dress.
Oh my God. My junior prom dress was inspired by that. And it is yellow.
Nice. Yeah.
And yeah, I know, problematic, but I still love it. And I love all the songs.
Yeah.
Mandy said, this is Mandy was pre-gravy. She, I don't know. I mean, here we are, pre-gravy. We're calling it that, but we don't know why.
We don't know.
Here we are. Everybody thinks, Jessica said, just you remember, calling, remember? And you know, Maggie's like, Mandy's like, I hope so. And Jessica's like, well, if she was drinking, there's a good chance that she won't. And while Jessica has a very good point on that,
I can't believe you wouldn't have written it down.
Oh, you know what? I might have. Actually. Opinion,
didn't you lose the notebook somewhere along the line?
I am looking at the notebook and there is nothing.
Oh, shit.
There is no context whatsoever.
We just must have all assumed that it was so hilarious that we wouldn't need contextual clues to remember.
It must have been.
My best Halloween costume ideas that I come up with on November 1st.
Right. I will note, though, that...
Well, I'll remember this for next year. It's too good.
Exactly 1 year ago was our episode. There's a Wikipedia page for that, in which we discovered all the dirty things that Wikipedia lets you find.
That was a fun one.
I can't believe that was a year ago. That was really fun.
It was a learning experience.
Yep.
Yeah. I saw blowjobs on Wikipedia. It was great.
I've been on the wrong website for those.
Anyway, yeah, I see our live show. I don't see anything. And then the weekend after the Thanksgiving, we did the In the Dark show with Brian. So,
oh wow,
is that a year? Yeah. Really?
It's crazy. Been a year.
Wow.
Well, it's been almost a year, but yeah, craziness. Where were we? Pre-gravy. We're just going with it because it's a thing. It was a thing, and we're just gonna bring it back.
Maybe someday we'll know, but for now, just knowing that pre-gravy exists in our lives is gonna be enough.
Exactly. Going back, Mandy and Greg again, no context. All right, so we're up to Matt's what she said, and then we've got a voicemail and an email, and then we're gonna get out of here. But that being said, let's get into the Master She Said. Matt is going to play the role of Shandy. I guess JP is in the middle now. JP, are you still going to be me or are you going to be Amanda?
Well, I am technically Amanda's neighbor, so.
Okay, well, JP,
you're downstairs.
You're the downstairs neighbor.
You're the downstairs neighbor.
Oh! Amanda's downstairs neighbor. I feel like we need to... first of all, if we weren't calling this pre-gravy, we would totally now be calling this Amanda's downstairs neighbor. And I'm really sad that we might not do that, but we might do that because
we still could. It could be like a subtitle.
Yeah. Pre-gravy. Oh my God. Can you imagine pre-gravy, colon?
Amanda's downstairs neighbor.
Oh.
All I can think about with the pre-gravy is it's not good. It's not good. Like, what was our reference? Because in my head, JP, it's not good.
Our reference clearly now was JP.
Mm-hmm.
Retroactively.
I'll take it.
All right. And then God is going to be me now. So I trust you guys understand 1, 2, and 3. You're all white dudes, but we trust that you can get this right. So let's get on with it. Take it away, Matt.
Yeah. I was in and out in 10 minutes.
You can do it from home and then bring it over.
Fill it out in advance.
They're up at 5:45.
What do we need to move it back for?
It goes straight up till 9.
It's uphill, apparently, to finish.
And then you don't get spectators until the end.
I think it's a really fun finish line.
I don't know if my knees could handle that.
You can come up to the finish line.
I didn't think I could do it. And then I watched people do it. And I was like, I feel you guys. I'm in sync with all of this.
You have to dedicate a lot of time to training.
I didn't open that sucker until Halloween day.
I gave out handfuls.
By about 9 o'clock, we should be done.
Well, my second best option would have been to just be by myself, which I've usually been in years past. And there's no shame in that.
It wasn't. Yeah, you said that. It wasn't formatted to fit my screen.
It was closer to 9 than 11.
Story of my life. They were mercifully fast. So that was fine.
Stuffing is overrated.
Why would you put nuts in chocolate?
That's what Zach said.
Well, even with my reading glasses, I can't see it.
Now I have to give it to you guys, but it'll be quick, I promise. I feel like I've said that before.
That was a really good haul.
That was good. That was real good. That was real good.
All right. We're going to kick you guys off for now because we've got an email from JP.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you guys, though. Really, we really appreciate it. We hope you stick around in the chat for the next few minutes while we've got the emails. But yeah, thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was great.
The clubhouse.
Woo! If you'd like to become a patron at the Hangout level, patreon.com/JJack, you too can read a match what she said. All right. We're going to kick this off. Actually, let's kick this off with a voicemail from Desiree, and then we have questions from JP and an Andy update. So let's start off with the voicemail.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Des.
And this is Ashley. Oh, I'm the police.
And since we listened to the episode, we guys talked about ordering a pepperoni pizza and calling the police. She's been saying that.
Pepperoni pizza and police.
Pepperoni pizza and police, yes. So, yes, let's order a pepperoni and pizza and call the police, okay? Anything else you want to talk to
and
about?
And eat soup and chew.
And eat soup and what?
Chew.
Chew? Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell them? Mm-hmm. What's that?
I want to turn on my butter around the corner.
Up your butter around the corner? Okay.
Up your butter around the corner.
All right. You hear it here, guys. Up your butter around the corner. Also, pepperoni pizza and police.
And a soup, too.
And a soup, too. Okay. So, yes, this is life with a three-year-old. It's all up your butt around the corner and, you know, repeating everything you hear on a podcast. So, fun times. Anyways, that's it. We really didn't have anything else to say. I just decided to let Astrid say whatever she wanted to say. Love you guys. Love the show.
I love you, too.
Aww, we love you. Oh, that was so sweet.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Love it. Oh, love you, Astrid. Also, I feel like up your button around the corner was very sort of on brand for this episode.
Yeah, this even more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure you put it in the cabinet when you're done.
Yeah, clean it off. And put it off.
Yeah, the very least, clean it off.
Yep. Important lesson for kids. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was so cute.
That was really cute.
That was really cute. I'm sorry that we're the podcast that she's listening and learning from.
Because, spoiler alert, this episode is kind of a doozy at the beginning.
Ooh, this episode is, yeah, definitely a doozy. But you know what? I'm going to edit so hard. JP says, I'm no longer below Amanda's downstairs now. That's true. All right, so we kicked JP off, but we're actually going to move his questions to next week. We're going to finish this with an Andy update.
All right. Yes. So Andy writes in, hey, Broads, I like the term sexual debut. Besides the whole virginity being an intangible concept and not a thing that disappears once you have sex, it takes some of the pressure off and makes it sound a lot more fun, which I'm told is something sex is. Also, I never liked the term taking someone's virginity. It always sounded a little gross and problematic. Hear, hear.
Mm-hmm.
As for Colleen's shower idea, that sounds very different than what it is. I think that could be a good idea. I don't see myself necessarily joining something where I'd have to knock on doors and make phone calls, but I know getting more active doesn't mean I have to do that specific kind of thing. It's an umbrella with a lot of options. I should be putting myself out there more often anyway, and volunteering at places with people with common interests can only help. I'm obviously not, but I check off a lot of the boxes of a stereotypical incel. Getting involved in some social justice causes or stuff that helps my community will be a big help when I need a little more than my honorary broad status. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy. Nice. Well, I think your honorary broad status should suffice, but I also agree that helping.
Okay, first of all,
great.
I understand the desire to be well-rounded.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I actually take issue with this last paragraph.
Ooh.
No, honestly, I do. Honestly, Andy, you can't say that you're an honorary broad and that you check a lot of boxes of a stereotypical incel, because being an honorary broad automatically negates any boxes that you would check off to be the stereotypical incel.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like,
you are already like ideologically not there.
No, totally agreed. I mean, I'm assuming that what Andy is referring to is just like the fact of not like having a partner.
Well, and maybe perhaps, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like if you're gonna go down the stereotypical incel route, like we talked, like yeah, he emailed in last week or the week before or whatever. Like no, because those people are specifically stereotypically of the alt-right persuasion and women hating persuasion, and I deserve
right.
to mm-hmm. be with somebody else persuasion. So if you're going to say that, but you're also going to write in with as thoughtful of emails as you do every week with us and become an honorary broad, then you have already definitely outed yourself as not a stereotypical incel. Just saying.
I mean, I still, like, I agree with all that. I just think that maybe, like, what Andy was meaning was that somebody from the outside who doesn't know him and just knows that he's single, you know,
I suppose,
like,
I suppose,
and because he doesn't want people to jump to that conclusion, which if you've read any of his emails, you know that that's not
totally
what he's like, but I can understand, like, the thought of, like, oh my God, people are going to think that, you know.
I can understand that thought too, but, like, from the protective point of view, I want to be like, no, you're not, and don't let people say that.
Yeah.
I'll beat them up.
Yes.
Yes.
I can slap a bitch on the internet, trust me.
Mm-hmm. Can virtually slap with the best of them.
Yeah. If I can, like, create a fake screen name, all the better.
much like it's okay to punch a Nazi, like, you can punch an incel.
Yeah. They don't have feelings. Can't imagine.
Okay, wait. I feel like that's a little bit insensitive.
I know. That's super insensitive. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't be
sorry, but guys,
we can cut. Please cut that out. Please cut that out. That was a terrible thing to say.
Do we have to care about the feelings of people who think that half of the population, like, are not on the same level of the rest of humanity? Like, no, fuck that.
Only because I don't want to stoop to the same level of insensitivity. That I am better than that. They go low, I go high.
Yeah, if you think that I shouldn't have rights and that, like, as a human being, I am less than, then fuck you. Like, that's my feeling on actual incels.
Amanda's just itching to okay boomer someone. So am I.
I'm.
Anyway, thank you to Andy. Thank you for Des. For writing in. JP, I promise we're going to get to your stuff next week, which you'll be live for as well. So I don't know.
Perfect.
That'll be fun. Next week, again, we're going to be live for our annual Broadsgiving show. If you have anything that you would like to highlight that is, you think is a worthy charity organization to donate or volunteer at, please let us know. If you have any questions, comments, anything we talked about tonight, if you have any submissions for, I don't know, ideas about Hump Film Festival or anything, I don't know, whatever, just give us an email, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can give us a voicemail at 331-276-2373. We have an Instagram page, which is @thebroadcasters3. We have a Twitter page, which is @thebroadcast3. I think that's it as far as that. If you want to be in the Facebook group, we have a broadcast Facebook group. That is, the link to that specifically is in the show notes. It's a fan page. And then the Jay and Jack Facebook group is facebook.com/groups/JayandJackGroup. That's all the contact information. Does anybody else have anything before we officially sign out?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you guys in the chat for joining us. We had a lot of fun. Thank you to JP and Got Tequila and Matt for joining us to do the Master She Says and to the Mad Libs. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Listen to see what makes it in the actual episode versus what got edited out. And for anybody listening, if you're a patron at the $5 level or more, listen to the bonus show, because you'll probably hear what definitely was left out. And I guarantee you it's about 20 minutes based on our final recording time. That's probably a definite. So patreon.com/JayandJack. You know, thanks again, though. And thank you to patrons that contribute a certain level. And that'd be Taka Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Drake the Distributor, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thanks, guys, so much. Ed, we wish you well as you enter your super busy season over the next month. Join us for our live Broadsgiving next week on the 19th. Other than that, put those thermometers away after you stick them up your butt. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
All right, peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.